Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review, and today's product is the Rillafun Professional Sex Doll Cleaning Kit and Rillafun 8.5 fluid ounce water-based lubricant for vaginal and anal sex with your sex doll from Rillafun. So this is going to be kind of part two. I also have a correction. So on the last review, where I reviewed the sex doll, I said that the 15% off link was it and there was no coupon code, but there was a coupon code. So I got confused. My coupon code is for 15% off, but if the product is already marked down, like the sex doll was already 15% off, you can apply the coupon code on top of that and save an additional 15%. So for example, the cleaning kit I'm reviewing today is 20% off, and the lube is also 20% off. If you use my coupon code, it adds an additional 15% off. So it's not one or the other, it can be both. So that's a correction I need to make. So we're gonna review the cleaning kit and the lube. And I'm not gonna censor this. I'm not gonna censor this for YouTube because it's literally a cleaning kit. They gave me a strike for a penis pump that didn't even look like a naked woman. I can understand sex dolls because it's got like boobs and a vagina and it looks like a woman's body, but they gave me a strike for a penis pump. But this is my experiment. I'm going to upload this to YouTube. Uncensored. Will they give me a strike for a cleaning kit and a bottle of lube? We shall see. Probably. Anyway, another mistake I made, I didn't show off the box. Rillafun worked very hard on this box and I didn't show it. So this is the box that the cleaning kit came in. It's like a purple and black box. It says Rillafun. And the doll also comes in a branded box. Now, it doesn't arrive at your door in a branded box. It's a box within a box. So within the cardboard box that it arrives in is a branded box that says Rillafun. So you could keep whichever one you desire, or you can keep both. You can keep your fun Rillafun box inside your cardboard box, and you can have a little... I heard you like boxes, so I got you a box in your box. You could box while you box. Anyway, so let's talk about this cleaning kit. Long story short, if you have a fixed vagina doll or toy, you need a cleaning kit, and I'll explain why. The cleaning kit allows you to wash things out of the doll. So here's the problem. Let's say you have you could use anything. It could be a fleshlight. It could be a pocket pussy. It doesn't have to be a sex doll. The thing about pocket pussies, you could turn them inside out. So you can rinse them out, turn them inside out, clean them, turn them right side in, dry them, and they're good to go. But a sex doll, a fixed vagina sex doll, can't be turned inside out. So how do you clean it out? If you try to pour water into the vagina or the butthole or whatever hole you're trying to clean, it's going to push whatever's in it deeper inside. Imagine this. Imagine you have a dirty cup. Imagine there's a cup and there's stuff at the bottom of the cup you're trying to clean out. And you're pouring water into the cup. The problem is, the more water you pour into the cup, you're just filling the cup up. You're not actually rinsing the nastiness at the bottom of the cup, right? To do that, you probably need to hold the cup upside down. And so some people do that. Some people figure out a way to like shoot water up into the doll while holding like a bowl between her legs. And that's a whole thing. That's a whole like project. So instead of all that nonsense, you can get something like this. So this is a douche bottle. Women use this to clean out their vajayjay when they have like a yeast infection or something. Now this isn't made for that. What this does is this, you fill this up with water and this spout screws in, but it's rubber so you can push it in, but you can screw it out. So you fill this up with water, you either push or screw the thing in, and you stick it up the doll, and when you squeeze it, see, you can hear the air coming out of these holes, and it squirts the water into the doll. So instead of you trying to pour water, like imagine the cup. The cup is dirty. There's stuff at the bottom of the cup. Instead of pouring water from the top into the cup, filling the cup up, imagine you could pump water to the bottom right where the filth is. So even though the cup is filling up, you're rinsing the filth off the bottom of the cup. That will clean the cup. That's the importance of a douche bottle. You stick it up the doll, you squirt the water from the back, and it rinses the jizz and the lube forward, so it actually cleans the doll out. So if you have a fixed vagina doll, and you're worried about if your pull-out game isn't strong, and you want to clean out your jizz and your lube, you need something like this, okay? So this is normally $20. It's part of this cleaning kit, which is only $55. And I'll explain why that's a good deal. Another thing that's part of this cleaning kit, which I've never seen offered ever before, is a silicone brush. This is very rigid. This is not like a soft, you know, thing, but this is like a nice rigid silicone brush. And I can imagine it's about the same diameter as like a wine bottle. So you could clean bottles with this. So it's not just for sex toys. This might actually be like a wine bottle cleaner that they just kind of repurpose. I don't know. But it's a silicone brush. So it's not going to leave any threads or anything on your doll. And if you have like some type of, I don't know, something stuck up there. I mean, like, usually, you know, lube and jizz tend to rinse out without having to scrub. But let's say you really want to give her a deep clean. Maybe she has a smell. Maybe you forgot to dry her out and she's got some mold going on. So one of the things you do when you have mold growing in your doll, which, you know, it's basically the doll equivalent of like, a yeast infection or something. If that happens, you're going to have to get some water and some bleach, you know, dilute the bleach down, and you're going to have to go in there and kill the mold. And you could use a silicone brush to scrub all up in that ass with your diluted bleach solution to kill any mold that might be growing inside of your doll and or toy. So again, if you have a toy that has a smell to it, because there might be some mold growing in it or whatever, there was like a YouTuber who bought a sex doll and came in it and didn't clean it out and just let the cum just sit inside of her vagina and then gave himself like an infection from his own disgusting dry jizz swamp that he was coming in over and over again. Don't do that, okay? Clean your waifu out. Take care of your waifu. She'll take care of you. If your waifu has a smell, this is a good brush. You know, get some diluted bleach. Or you could try something less harsh. Try some, you know, generic general purpose cleaner or something. But you're going to have to get in there to kill the mold. But diluted bleach will definitely do it. And you just use this to scrub the inside of her vagina, butthole, whatever you're cleaning, whatever has a smell to it. That's what this is for. All right. This is your kind of basic USB powered warming rod. So this will warm the vagina, butthole, or whatever orifice you want to human body temperature. So you stick this up the doll, plug it in, and, you know, give it a few minutes. It will warm up. It uses UV, and it will make the doll feel more natural. So one of the things, you know, I hear about, you know, dolls is they're cold. It's like having sex with a dead body because she's not moving and she's cold. Yeah. But so if you warm her up, it feels more like the real thing. Because when you have sex with a real woman, obviously her vagina is going to be like, you know, human body temperature. So if that's an important thing, if it's all about the little things. It's all about the little things. So if the body temperature is a turnoff for you, you know, invest in a good, and I've seen some cheap drying rods. This is not a cheap drying rod. This is a really good, this is actually like the most sturdy kind of well-built drying rod I've ever seen. A lot of the ones I see are really cheap looking. This one doesn't look cheap looking at all. So this is a really good drying rod. Now the Rilla Fun lube, I really like the applicator tip, big fan. Usually it comes in like a generic kind of shampoo tip and you have to like squirt it into your hand. Because this applicator tip, you can basically squirt it into the doll. Instead of squirting it on your hand, rubbing it on your dick, and then like rub or fingering the doll, you can just squirt it directly into the doll. I like having that option, so I appreciate the tip there, guys. As far as the lubricant goes, it's just generic Astroglide. So I've been given a lot of toys over the years. They often come with like a sample or a small bottle of lube. And I found that, you know, whatever formula Astroglide uses, the Chinese have reverse engineered it as they are wont to do. And the generic Astroglide market is flooded with these sex doll companies. So this is just generic Astroglide, okay? Nothing, you know, but Astroglide is a really good lube. It's like the best lube on the market. So I'm not downing this, calling this generic Astroglide, because it's cheap. Usually, you want to get a bottle, like you want to get 8.5 fluid ounces of Astroglide is going to cost you a pretty penny. In for Rilla Fun, it's $20. $20 for a 8.5 fluid ounce bottle of Astroglide. It's like generic knockoff Chinese Astroglide, but I'm sure it's the same. I'm sure it's all made in the same factory. I mean, everything's made in China, so it's not like, you know, this is some kind of inferior product. It's the same product. It's just packaged differently. Anyway, so great lube. I love the applicator tip. $20 for this bottle of lube. Excellent. As far as the package goes, You also get, I'm sorry, I forgot about these. You get two drying rods. Now, what are the drying rods? Hold on, let me grab these. So they come in like little kind of storage containers that have like a cap and everything. But the drying rod itself is made of an absorbent kind of, it feels like stone, but it's not. It's like a foam sponge that's been compressed. But the point is, this will suck up any residual moisture in your doll. So what you do is you use your douche bottle, use your brush, clean the doll out, dry it as best you can, and then stick one of these drying rods up her hole, and you're good to go. Any residual moisture that you weren't able to get out in the cleaning process will get absorbed into the rod. Now, if you stick this in like a cup of water, it's not gonna like suck up the cup of water like a sponge or a dry paper towel. It's only designed to suck up small amounts of moisture, but they work really well, and you get two of them. And they come in little things. And the reason why that's important is, let's say you live somewhere humid. If you live somewhere humid, your drying rods are going to suck up the moisture in the air, and that's not what you want. Because again, the drying rods are there to suck up small amounts of moisture. So if they're sucking up the moisture in the air, that means they're gonna be less effective sucking up the moisture in your waifu's holes. So I like that they come in these little containers. So here's the deal about this professional sex doll cleaning kit. They sell these parts individually on the website. The douche is $20. The brush is $20. The USB warming rod is $15. So that's $55. That's the price of the kit, which means you get the two drying rods for free. You could buy these individually without the drying rods and pay the same price. But if you buy the professional cleaning kit, you get the douche, you get the brush, you get the warming rod, you get the two cleaning rods for free. And then it costs $55 for the whole kit. So it's just like buying these three components by themselves without the drying rods, but you get the two free drying rods. As far as the lube goes, it's $20. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. It's generic Astroglide, one of the best water-based lubricants there is. Actually, it's the best. I prefer it much more than KY Jelly. If you've only used KY Jelly, you're missing out. Astroglide is better than KY Jelly. Now, it says lubricant for dolls, but it's still water-based. It's not like the stuff at the dollhouse where they have a mineral oil-based lube specifically for TPE dolls. This isn't that. This is not mineral oil-based. This is water-based. This is just Astroglide. Just don't get it twisted. But it is made for dolls because it has this applicator tip. Anyway, so my final verdict is this is an excellent deal. In fact, I really like the brush. So if, you know, again, if your wife who has a smell and you need to clean her out with some bleach, you have a brush for that now instead of just like, I don't know, using a toothbrush or something. You have a drying rod, excellent quality drying rod, good douche, good drying sticks. You know, there's nothing to complain about. All high quality, by the way. All excellent high quality products for a very fair price. I wouldn't say this is like a screaming deal. However, I do have a 15% off coupon code. So it's already on sale. It's $55, which is a good deal. I'd say that's a fair price. Throw on 15% off on top of that, now it's a really good deal, especially on the lube. Especially on the lube. I mean, if you go through lube like I do, you're always looking for a good deal on some good lube, and this is a good deal on some good lube. So if you're running low on lube, and you could use this for real women, by the way. This isn't just for dolls. This is just generic Astroglide. So if you have sex with actual women, that came off kind of hurtful. I apologize. You know what I mean. I didn't mean that in a hurtful way. Like, you're somehow not good enough if you have sex with dolls and not women. I'm just saying, like, if you have sex with dolls and women, you know, if you like to dip your toe into both camps and you need some lube for both, this is water-based generic Astroglide, which can be used for dolls, it can be used for real women, it can be used for masturbating, whatever you want to use it for. And it's $20 for the bottle, and I have a 15% off coupon code, and this is a really good product. All right, that's really all I have to say. So this is going to be my experiment. Will YouTube give me a strike for reviewing cleaning products? We shall see. Anyway, thank you, Rillafun. I really enjoyed these products. I'm really impressed with their quality. Your doll was excellent, a really fair price for the quality. It was actually lower than the competition and had some improvements over the competition. The cleaning products are excellent. The lube is an excellent value. As far as feedback goes, I don't really have any. I guess I don't have any feedback. I don't know. I'm good. The good products. Excellent. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Rilla Fun, for sending me these products. Thank you for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Oh, remember, the 15% off coupon code is good for the doll I reviewed the other day as well. So if you're looking at the Chloe doll, you can get that for 15% off on top of its already discounted price by using my coupon code. But it's also good for these cleaning products as well. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.